I want to talk about a time and a place where every person and every creature had a way of serving God. Some of the people were scholars. Some of them were farmers and gardeners. Some of them were cooks. Some of them were weavers of cloth or makers of shoes. The hens laid eggs. The lambs gave their soft wool. The oxen made the big grinding stone go around and around that would grind the grain for everyone to eat. The donkey carried heavy loads that were too much for people to be able to carry. And the rooster, every morning, had the job of crowing three times so that everybody would know it was time to wake up. The leader of this whole happy community was Jerome. Jerome's job, besides being a leader, was to translate the Bible into words that everyone could understand. Now, one warm summer afternoon, while everyone was taking a little break from their work, they were strolling in the gardens, admiring the flowers, or just walking through the fields, or taking a nap in the shade, all of a sudden, the air was split by a roaring sound, loud, scary, roar. And the people realized right away it was a lion coming toward their fields and their village. They could look in the distance and see this golden lion and its big shaggy mane, and they imagined its very sharp teeth and sharp claws. And they all jumped up and ran back into the village behind the protective walls, and they slammed the gate shut and they put a bar across it so the lion couldn't get in. The only thing they failed to notice was that they had left their leader, Jerome, outside the wall. God be with me, said Jerome, as he turned to face this lion that was growing closer and closer. And he listened to those roars and growls of the lion. He began to realize that the lion didn't sound so much angry as it sounded hurt. And as he watched the lion come closer, sure enough, he realized the lion was limping on three legs and its fourth paw was all swollen and bloody, and he wasn't even able to step down on it. This lion doesn't want to eat me, realized Jerome. This lion needs help. Its face was all wrinkled up in pain. Jerome figured there was a bunch of thorns in its paw, and it probably hadn't slept or eaten in days. And he felt compassion for the lion. So he put his hand on the lion's forehead and he said, I'm going to read to you from the Bible about how Jesus was once suffering from thorns in his skin. And Jerome read that little passage and the lion stopped roaring. And then the lion followed him to the gate of the village where Jerome shouted, open up! Well, the people recognized Jerome's voice and they opened the gate and they were horrified because, number one, they had left their leader outside in danger. And number two, there was that lion standing right there behind him. Jerome shouted out, quickly, bring hot water, bring bandages, bring medicine. And so the people unfroze from their panic and they went scattering around the village and they came back with the water and the bandages and the medicine and they worked together to clean the wound and to take out all the thorns that were hurting the lion and to wrap up his paw in clean cloths. And some of them fixed a room for the lion to sleep. They filled it all full of fresh straw and they brought food and water. And the lion came inside the village and lived there for several days while its paw was getting well. And when the people went to church, the lion would stand at the door respectfully. And when they went out to work, the lion never gave anybody any trouble, never bothered anybody while they were working or playing, and would sit by Jerome's chair at dinner time and eat next to him. Well, when his paw got all better, some of the people began to say, it's time for this lion to go away. This lion is still a wild animal and we're afraid of it and we want it to leave. And they tried to shoo the lion out away from the village, but he wouldn't go. He was very attached to his friend Jerome and he wouldn't leave the village. So the next thing the people said was, well, all right then, if this lion's going to stay here, it has to have a job just like everybody else. It has to have a way of serving God and helping the community. Well, they thought and they thought and they thought, what could this lion do? And finally, a boy came up with this idea. He said, you know, my job is to take care of the donkey when she's not working. She can't carry heavy loads all the time. Sometimes she needs to rest in the field. She needs to graze and eat. And when she goes out there, it's my job to stay with her and watch her to make sure she doesn't run away, make sure nothing bad happens to her. So what if we give the lion my job and then I'll be free to do something else that will help the community, but maybe this is something the lion could do? Well, everybody thought that was a pretty good idea. And the lion accepted the task, and so he became a part of this community that lived in harmony, everybody with a way to serve God and help each other. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, in times of danger and of chaos, help us to remember that you are with us. And help us, Lord, to be willing to tend the wounds of others. And Lord Jesus, also we pray that you would keep our hearts open to the idea that our enemies might one day become our friends. We pray these things in your name. Amen.